Good morning and happy Sabbath to all of you, especially the boys and girls present. Good morning. So this morning, we are going to talk about salvation. Salvation. Can you see me? Good?
Salvation.
Okay. Yeah, salvation. And we are going to give you some examples to try to explain it to you. And we have
Valerie. William.
And William here with us to help us out. So, first, let me ask you something. How can you get the salvation that God has planned for you? Can anybody tell me? You?
I'm getting you baptized. Getting baptized.
That's right. I think they hear me last night when I was practicing. Anyway, that's the right answer, you know? We all can get salvation through Jesus when we get baptized. And when you give your life to Jesus, that means that now you're one with him. Now you're one with Jesus. Let me tell you something really, really special. God loved every one of us, every one of you little children. God loved you before you were born. Even before Adam and Eve were created, God knew that you will be here and he had a great plan for your life. So, when you learn in church or at home with mommy and daddy about Jesus, how Jesus died for you and how he rose again for you, you learn to love him, right? And so one day you can say, oh, you know what? I want to give my life to Jesus. And you accept Jesus in your heart and you can pray something like this. Dear Jesus, I want you to save me. Please come into my life and be with me always. And that's how you get to be one with Jesus. Something like this. Watch out.
So when you get baptized, you get to Jesus. And this is how I'm holding him and he's holding on me. This is how Jesus wants us to be. You are holding on Jesus and Jesus is holding on you. So when I'm doing this, you see, this is the perfect relationship that God wants us to have with him. This is what is right and this is what we are going to do when we are with Jesus. This is the relationship he wants to us. But what happens when sometimes you let his arm, you don't hold it anymore for a little bit? What happened? So let's say that your mom cooked some special cookies, but she said, do not eat them, do not touch them until I say so.
Okay, don't touch them, William and Valerie, okay? Remember, those cookies are very special. And we're going to eat them, but later on, okay? Please don't touch them, okay?
But you are like, oh, they are so delicious. I want to try them. And then you go little by little, very quiet. You think nobody's watching you. And then you eat them. So now, your mom comes to you.
What happened here, William? Valerie, did you eat the cookie that I told you not to?
Nope.
No?
Wow, you say no. So you know that is wrong. But you did it. So this is what happened. Let's do the example again. So William, hold my arm very tight and I will hold you back, okay? And I'm going to lean you back. Do you think I'm going to let you go? No, right? So when I'm going to tell you, let it go, I want you to let off of my arm, okay? So let's do it. I'm leaning back to him. So let it go. So when you are doing something that is not right, you are living the arm of God. The relationship with between you and Jesus has been broken a little bit, but it doesn't mean that Jesus let you go. He's holding on you because you belong to him. When you get baptized, you belong to Jesus and he will never let you go. So, what about Peter? Let me tell you the story of Peter. Peter was one of the disciples of Jesus. And he was with Jesus for 3.5 years. So Peter, he really knew what is right and what is wrong. But one day, the Romans captured Jesus. And the people come and ask Peter, hey, did you were one of them. You was with Jesus. And he's like, no, because he was so scared and he denied Jesus. So he take off his arm from Jesus' arm. But Jesus was holding him. He never let him go. So now Peter realized that he was doing something wrong. And he ran away and he was crying and he was praying. And he was like, oh, Lord, please forgive me for what I did. So now Peter hold the Jesus arm again. And the relationship with him was perfect again.
Okay, so another quick example. So you know, William and Valerie are siblings, right? Brother and sister. And they love each other and they are part of our family. But let's say one day they're at the house and suddenly Valerie just decides to punch William in the face. Valerie, could you do that? Let's try. Do it.
Okay, Valerie. I want you to hit William, okay? You have to do like...
Valerie, yeah. Can you do that?
Okay?
Let's say so. Try.
So, hit it.
Okay, Valerie. I want you to hit William, okay?
Oh, no, poor William.
Like,
William, did you feel that punch?
Okay.
Yeah, it was
when
bad,
so.
Huh? It
so,
hurt a lot,
it,
huh?
Valerie.
Well, but does that mean that even though
she
did something wrong to him,
okay? Yeah,
are they family?
Bad, huh?
Are they still family?
Lot,
are you still
yes.
family?
Yes,
yeah, you're still family.
Does that mean
so that happens also when you do something wrong. Even though you did something wrong, doesn't mean that you don't belong to Jesus. You don't belong to the family of Jesus anymore. But there is the relationship has been broken a little bit. So now you have to go and ask for forgiveness. So Valerie, what do you have to say to William? The relationship has been broken a little bit. So now you have to go and ask for forgiveness.
Yep.
So now they have the relationship again. So it doesn't mean that doing some wrong things is right. It doesn't mean that. And it's not okay to do sin, to commit sin. But even though when you accept Jesus, and even though you fail sometimes, you can still have the salvation with Jesus if you keep the relationship with him.
All right, so I hope you guys learned something new today. And remember, God loves you even before you were born. Okay, let's pray. Valerie? All right, so I hope you guys learned something new today.
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless the Sabbath and please bless everyone over here. And please help us to be good. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.